Welcome to the FRSNU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. We're glad you're here. When we are clear on our mission and vision as individuals and as a community, we are on fire. These words were spoken by Reverend Rebecca during her Sunday sermon this week. She spoke about purpose and the powerful question as ways for an individual or a community to ready themselves to explore their values, their mission, their vision. Her sermon is titled, The Powerful Question. Have a listen.
The risk. I was going to imitate someone's voice, but I'm not very good at that. So imagine a deep male voice. The risk. The risk with Unitarian Universalism is that you skate. You skim from cause to cause and theology to theology, but never go deep. That may be interesting and even fun. However, what happens when life is so turbulent that only the deep waters will save you? What will you do when you have trouble in your life or with one another, or when the pressures of the world pull you in too many directions? I was talking with a professor whom I greatly respect. He was telling me why he wasn't a Unitarian Universalist, despite his alignment with our principles and shared belief in our commitment to religious plurality and justice. And this, unfortunately, was not the first time I've had such a conversation. A conversation with people who are drawn toward our faith and yet cannot commit. They use different examples and slightly different words. However, their messages are poignantly consistent, with certainly some differences. The message that I hear over and over again is that we Unitarian Universalists, we are too slippery. Right? What exactly is it that you believe? What exactly is a Unitarian Universalist? Right? To use my professor's terminology, we skate or we run the risk of skating on the surface of things. We try to be all things to all people. We respond to the issue of the day. We try to do it all. We avoid conflict or saying anything wrong, and in so doing, dilute everything we say, and maybe even preach. Guilty as charged. We can't do that and be sustained, much less fully alive and satisfied. We can't do it in our individual lives, and we can't do it as a congregation. We need purpose, which is to say we need clarity of mission and vision. When we know our mission and vision, and I'm going to ask you to do something that's a little challenging during this entire sermon, and that is to somehow coexist in your mind between your own personal life and this congregation. And if you find that challenging, just pick one, and later listen to it again and listen from the other perspective. Because this is true, what I'm about to be sharing is true for us as individuals in our own lives, and it's true for us as the congregation. And I could even go further to wonder if it isn't true for communities and beyond. When we know our mission and vision, We can go deep. While at the same time as you use retaining and exercising our search for knowledge, trying new things, showing up for social justice causes that we care about. This is not an either or thing. I'm not saying that if we know our mission or our vision or our purpose, that we are closed-minded or that we don't keep learning or growing or changing. In fact, as Unitarian Universalists, we have to do those things. And back to my very first homily this year, and we need to know how and where and to what we are accountable and where we choose to go deep. And I'm going to let us in on one little secret that it's taken me a long time to trust and believe. And yet today I know it to the core of my bones. And that is this. They're all portals to the same place. So, if it's a spiritual practice we're talking about, for example, there is no perfect practice. And when spiritual practices are held in integrity, they will ultimately lead us to the same place. And I'm not talking about what happens after death. I'm talking about in this lifetime. Spiritual practices of integrity teach us who we are. They help us know what our answers are. They help us know where to show up, when to show up. They make us show up. They make us get out of our comfort zone. And they give us the place to return to again and again and again to replenish ourselves. They lead us to the same place, but only when we can go deep with them. Often we might think we need to do it all in the world, for example, when it comes to issues of social justice. We can't. We can't possibly. And so then what becomes the alternative to that? The alternative becomes we either do nothing, which leads to a lot of cynicism, anger, guilt, and I could go on. Or we try to do it all, which leads to a lot of cynicism, anger, guilt, and I could go on. When we trust that there is a calling within ourselves and we follow that, then what we do is more than enough and will lead to the same place. And I think more and more we're learning and understanding that issues of justice are entirely interconnected. So if we want to enter in on climate, we're going to hit up on issues of poverty. We're going to hit up on issues of race. We're going to hit up on all sorts of issues. If we want to enter on issues of race, we're going to come up against the climate. We're going to come up against poverty. And I could go on. So the importance of being able to know our purpose is huge. As I said, we can't do it all. We can't do it all, and we must do something. If we are to feel whole and connected, and above all, in these days and times ahead, if we are to feel hopeful, we must do something. I believe spiritually and in working to respond to the pain in this world, both. Not one or the other. They support each other. They feed each other. When we think about things around issues of social justice, another place that people can land, I might even say so much as perhaps more so in some of our faith traditions, as Unitarian Universalists, when we pontificate, ruminate, and debate, all those things have their places and they matter. However, They do not replace forming relationships, jumping in and getting proximate, to use Brian Stevenson's term. Brian Stevenson, the founder and executive director of Equal Justice Initiative, a human rights organization in Montgomery, Alabama, and the author of the book Just Mercy. For spiritual practices and engagement in issues of social justice and to be part of community, for those things to actually transform our lives. And I just want to stop for a moment and ask, who among us doesn't want our lives to be transformed? Who among us in some way isn't here looking for that? You may be looking right now for that to happen spiritually. You may be looking for that to happen by being engaged in issues of justice and not doing it singularly. You may be looking for that transformation to happen in connection with community. But whether it is spiritual practice, social justice, or community, all of which are found here, amazingly, for them to actually matter and transform your life, they have to be grounded in authentic values and purpose. Otherwise, we're walking around as a whole lot of shoulders. We are doing things because we should. We are doing things because someone tells us we should. We are doing things because the news says we should. We are doing things because our family says we should. We are doing things because we've gotten into our heads these rules and these ways, as opposed to understanding it is not only okay to understand what matters to us and to make a choice, it is a spiritual imperative in this day and age. Or you will be, and I will be, battered about by the days, and we will get weary. As John Carver said, a crude measure of the right thing beats a precise measure of the wrong thing. So when we're clear about our purpose, mission, and vision, again, as individuals and as a community, we are on fire. We're on fire. Sometimes people will say to me, I don't want you to burn out. We're worried about you burning out. You have all this energy. And if you ever really want to hear that story, I'll talk with you about it. But I live many years as a shoulder. And I burn out. And I made a decision some 12 years ago to live on purpose. And I have been on fire ever since. They are two very, very different ways to live. Think of your own life. Think of a time when you knew what your purpose and mission was in your life, right? Maybe it was something about a career or a family goal. Maybe you had young children that you were committed to being there for, or some aspiration you were working towards. And again, this can even be a short term, right? You had a very specific thing, but think of the last time, and maybe it's right now, you knew what your purpose was, right? You were on fire. Those are probably the times you looked back and thought, how did I do that? How did I do that? I'm laughing at a dear friend who said, it seems almost impossible, and yet it's not. Right? Now, think of the times, and this could be today, it could be yesterday, or whatever. Think of the times in your life when you had maybe achieved that mission, or something changed. There was a change in your health, or your family's health, or a career, or you retired, or you used to be a runner and you broke your ankle. Fill in the blanks, right? We've all been all of these things, but think about that time. That's when we run the risk of being at the whim of what other people say and think we should do, as well as being a victim of our own self-doubt and criticism. The same is true at church. When we're unclear of our mission, we run the risk of losing interest. We run the risk of focusing on the wrong things, or even subconsciously creating problems so we have something to focus on. Organizations, human beings, institutions will not remain static. It is impossible, as long as we are living, to be static. So we're going to be doing something. There's a lot of energy in this congregation right now. I vote for doing something we all choose to do, as opposed to wasting our time and energy, getting frustrated, creating problems so we have something to do. I came here because I knew who you are. I know that we're ready for this. We have an amazing staff. We have an amazing congregation. We're healthy and well. We're not perfect. I don't have an interest in becoming perfect. I don't want to do that. But we are well enough that we can decide together who it is that we are called to be as a congregation. As the quote on the cover of the Order of Service says this morning from Mahatma Gandhi, a small body of determined spirits fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission can alter the course of history. Last June at the annual meeting, we voted to engage in this mission vision work and to work with Unity Consulting out of St. Paul, Minnesota. They've worked with UU congregations around the country and, in fact, the association as a whole. And I just want to run through for a moment, before I talk about what's going to be happening over the next couple of months, I just want to address some of the things that might be going on in your mind. One is, you might be saying, wait a minute, why are we doing this? Didn't we just do this when we went through this process of deciding what and who we wanted our next minister to be? Yes, you did. And now I'm here. And now is the time to decide what and who it is we are called to be together. That's shared ministry. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I have my own dreams and hopes, and so does every single one of you. Others of you might be thinking, wait a minute, we went through a process like this in the past. We have a mission and vision statement, and you did. In 2005, you went through an extensive process. Many, if not most, of the congregants at that time were involved. You created mission and vision statements that have guided this church and energized it and helped bring it to where it is today. And now, 15 years later, it's time to do it again. Some of you might think you don't have time to do this, but I'm going to answer that in just a moment. And then some of you might think, these things don't work. Come on, I've done this. My job, No. I want to promise you that this process is real, and it is going to produce something of great value. And here's some of the things that are going to happen because of it, and I give you my word. The parish board is committed to the mission and vision and value statements that we create together, guiding our budgeting. Where is our money spent? What programming is being invested in? Where do you want me to spend my time as your minister in this church and outside of this church? What issues? Where do you want me? We have a lot of questions to answer. Most congregations, for example, of our size have two ministers. Do we want to do that? Or do we want to hire other professional staff with expertise in areas such as social justice or more music or community partnerships? What are we going to do with that building next door? What is this congregation going to look like in 5 years? And this is where I can't help. I have to say one thing of my own. I'm not supposed to say that much right now. But imagine, just imagine, 5 years from now, it is no longer us helping them. Rather, the us and the them have become we. And that we are this congregation. We are unapologetically spiritual, engaged, loving, and diverse in all of what that means. So here's what's going to happen, and I'll get through this part quickly, but please, it's so important. We want every single person to be a part of this process. Everyone, people who are not members, people who have just come, newcomers, new members, longtime members, those of you who have families that have been here for generations, everyone. We want everyone to be involved. We're going to be having these congregational conversations over only 3 weeks, October 27th through November 14th. And you are asked to participate in one, just one, 1 2.5-hour conversation. And it is critical because those conversations is what's going to give the board the data they need to create a statement of 3, 4, or 5 values that undergird all that we're going to do, a mission statement and a vision statement. They're offered at all different times of the days and weeks with childcare. We'll have a youth session, a staff session. We'll have more sessions if we have the demand. You can sign up afterwards out in the vestibule. There's a QR code in your order of service. Please, please, please participate in one conversation, 2.5 hours. We want to hear from you. And that is going to change the course of this congregation. You want your voice heard. We want your voice heard. Then the board will take all of that massive amount of information, look for recurring themes, work with our consultant. There's a weekend-long retreat in January, and in early spring, they'll come back to the congregation with these 3 to 5 values, a mission statement and a vision statement. There will be opportunity for dialogue and some tweaking, not wordsmithing, but tweaking, trusting that this came out of what you told them. And at our annual meeting in May or June, it will be voted upon as a package. And we will move forth and we will be on fire. And so what's going to happen at these conversations is everybody's going to be talking about the same question. So you might be asking yourself, what is this question that we're all going to be answering? And we're so glad you asked that because we're going to tell you. Right, Jason? Yes? Dun, 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 dun. Here is the powerful question. The question is, going to fall? I have faith. The question is, what are we called to create as an engaged and loving religious community within, among, and beyond ourselves? And that question in and of itself, each and every word has purpose. What are we called to create? A calling is an inherent sense, sometimes illogical, always towards the good, and discerning that call, that is deeply spiritual work. Faith communities, we have a unique and critical role to play in our society. We're not a club. We're not a family. We're not a school. We're a place that brings together values, spirituality, tradition, all ages, and community. So how will each of us be changed as individuals in 5 years? How will this congregation be transformed? What about the community beyond? So, what are we called to create as engaged and loving religious community within, among, and beyond ourselves? How do you answer that question? We want to know. Go to that 1 2.5-hour session. While you're there, be honest. We want to hear your stories, hopes, and dreams. Trust the process. Trust each other. Trust the call that I know we're going to hear and the answers. Because those things, not only are they going to affect this congregation, they may, just may, transform your life as well. Because don't you know, church has a way of doing that. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this FRS in You podcast with Reverend Rebecca. To explore today's topic more deeply, consider the following questions. When has having a clear sense of purpose helped you through a time in your life? What do you need to share about your dreams and visions for this church? How would you finish the following statement? The mission statement of my life is. We'll be posting more FRS in You podcasts with Reverend Rebecca on our website, frsuu.org, and on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you in person at our services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the First Religious Society Unitarian Universalist, located at 26 Pleasant Street in Newburyport. Or you can reach out to me, Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement. Email me at nicole.salemi, that's Salem with an I, S-A-L-E-M-I, at frsuu.org. It has been good to be together.